Laura Blevins should be on top of the world. She's 29, recently graduated from medical school in Portland, and has her first job in private practice. She now lives in Klamath Falls, and she's expecting her second child.
I have 1 4-year-old, and then I actually had 4 miscarriages while going through med school, and I'm currently 24 weeks pregnant with my little girl.
But Blevins' first birth didn't go the way she planned. After a long and difficult labor, the doctor suggested vacuum suction.
I just felt like he was stuck, and trying to vacuum birth him out would have caused both of us more harm. And when he came out, he had a big lump on the side of his head.
So Blevins opted for a cesarean. She says she was treated respectfully by the doctor and the hospital staff.
It was the best case scenario that it could be for the situation, but it definitely wasn't what I planned, and it's not what I want to do this time.
This time, Blevins is planning for a VBAC, vaginal birth after cesarean. She says she's thoroughly researched her options and that she wants to have a vaginal birth because she's concluded, as a doctor, that a VBAC is the best and safest choice. Andy Kuzmitz is a family physician in private practice in Ashland. He says babies born by C-section are at a higher risk for a host of medical problems, especially digestive disorders.
It's not unusual for babies born by C-section to have trouble with their GI system for the first few months or even the first couple of years of their life.
According to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, VBAC is also better for the mother, decreasing the risk of hemorrhage and infection and shortening a woman's recovery time. But despite all of the advantages of vaginal birth over cesarean, Laura Blevins says she's being blocked from even trying for a VBAC. Blevins says she can't find a doctor who will even allow her to attempt a vaginal birth.
There are no providers in Klamath Falls who will do a hospital VBAC.
So to have a vaginal birth, Blevins has to have an out-of-hospital birth, either at an independent birth center or at home, cared for by state-licensed midwives. She's paying off enormous medical school debt, and for now she's on the Oregon Health Plan, which provides insurance for low-income Oregonians. But the plan no longer covers out-of-hospital births if a woman has had any prior cesareans. Oregon Health Authority officials refused repeated interview requests. In a written response, they explained that an internal review board has found that, quote, women who have had previous C-sections cannot be determined low risk. But Hermine Hayes Klein, a Portland lawyer and international expert on childbirth, says that out-of-hospital VBAC is a safe and reasonable option for many women, one that's often less risky than repeat C-section.
It doesn't make economic sense for the Oregon Health Plan to refuse to cover a low-cost, low-risk birth and instead drive women into expensive surgeries that pose a genuine risk.
Hayes Klein says the Oregon Health Authority's new, more restrictive guidelines are making it impossible for low-income women to have vaginal births after cesarean.
What these women are left with is only the choice for planned repeat surgery, which of course is much more expensive to the Oregon Health Plan than a vaginal birth with a midwife would be.
Laura Blevins submitted all the paperwork the state required, which included going to an obstetrician for a consultation because of her previous miscarriages. But for 3 months, she and her midwife were told that her application for insurance coverage was pending. We reached her when she was 32 weeks pregnant. She told us she was feeling anxious and stressed out.
I've still been hanging on by a thread. I keep checking with OHP.
A few weeks before her due date, Blevins finally heard back from the Oregon Health Authority in writing. Her application for insurance for a vaginal birth was denied. Blevins still plans to deliver her baby girl at a birth center because she feels a vaginal birth is the safest, healthiest choice. And after the baby is born, she says, she's going to sue the state. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.